Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Milwaukee Magazine has long tried to establish what makes up the best the city has to offer. The annual Best Of issue has recognized much of what could be called distinctive Milwaukeeana. But this year, the magazine's editors took a different approach. They reached out to hundreds of regular Milwaukeeans to ask them a simple question. Why do you love Milwaukee? Associate Editor Claire Hannon joins us now to share the story of the issue and how the approach changed this year.
We've done the Best of Milwaukee issue for at least 31 years. It might be more like 32 or 33. And we kind of thought it just needs a little makeover. And so we decided to reframe it as the reasons that we love Milwaukee.
And by we, this is all of us?
Well, it ended up being all of us. It did not start as all of us. We ended up taking photos of 301 Milwaukeeans, and in each photo we asked them what's their number one reason for loving the city. And there were some jokesters saying, you know, I can't think of any. one guy says, because it's close to Chicago, but most of them had awesome, very Milwaukee reasons. And so we were able to include all of those too, but also kind of compare them against our own reasons. And it was very comforting to find out that a lot of them were in line.
Well, you come up with, 56 different reasons to love Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And there are some big ones and some smaller ones. And there are also some really cool pictures that that populate this article.
Yeah. We, in every Best of Milwaukee story, we had done these Hall of Fame categories. And the Hall of Fame included those best ofs or reasons that could have been in there every year. You know, there are great things in the city that have been great every year that we've done this. And by reframing it, we kind of allowed ourselves to include more of those things. I mean, you ask, I don't know, 4 out of 10 people say the lakefront. Well, then we should probably write about the lakefront every once in a while because it's consistently great every year. So we let ourselves include some of those things, a little more than usual, but then we also included kind of the signature Milwaukee best ofs, which are totally off the wall. We have a 26-toed cat this year. we got the Festivus poles in there. We gave a little nod to the boom in Walker's Point.
I like the write-up on Bob Uecker.
He speaks for himself, and we felt there was nothing we could add.
Just his name and his disembodied head.
Yes, we love a good cutout head. You know, some of them needed no explanation. We said we've lost our collective mind over Bloody Marys, and all we really needed was a photo of Sobelman's grotesque Bloody Mary with an entire fried chicken on it. It was a fun one, but we mean them all sincerely, I think.
So let's talk about some of the ones that that maybe people, you know, obviously the lakefront, there's the reference
sure.
to the two moons.
Yes, the moon, and then the Polish moon, which is the Allen Bradley clock. We had some fun with some of these lists we're on. It seems like every internet website out there puts out some silly list that kind of has nothing going for it. And a bunch of those lists lately have said that we're not a fashionable city or stylish. And so we turned that into, well, maybe we just don't care what we look like and we're just, you know, bubbling over with confidence.
I'm looking down at my unironed shirt.
Mine too.
Thinking we are the right people to talk about that right now.
But like the dog parks, I think a lot of people love those, and I think even more people don't realize how amazing they are. Some of the really amazing lesser known museums, everyone knows the Art Museum, but Ten Chimneys is worth a visit. The Harley Museum puts on some pretty incredible exhibits. And then a couple of the people.
Right. Some of the people that you you write about. I mean, they're people that are famous, the Jabari Parkers of the world.
Yeah.
But then, you know, somebody that we know well over here at Lake Effect, and I guess you guys know well, is Kristen Settle at the Milwaukee Art Museum. But most people have no idea who she is.
No, Kristen is a behind-the-scenes kind of lady, and she kind of puts in motion all sorts of interesting little news bits about the art museum, but she also is like a reporter's best asset sometimes when nailing down the facts get tricky. Eddie Daniel, I don't know if people realize that Menominee Valley has its own artist in residence, and it's the photographer Eddie Daniel.
And there's a really cool picture that goes along with that.
Yeah, it's kind of an optical illusion, but the photographer said he was not like dangling over the river in a dangerous way.
We'll let people look to the magazine for the actual image there.
Yeah.
And then you write about a guy named Seth Tyler.
Uh-huh. He's an iron worker who's done just some really interesting iron pieces around town, which we mentioned a couple. Dave Mitchell, his family has been a big part of Milwaukee for a long time. But I don't think many people realize he's still carrying on kind of the leather working torch.
You write about music. There's the band Field Report that,
sure,
that
yeah.
the fans of local music and fans around the country are familiar with.
Yeah, they've got an album coming out in October. And I think it actually streamed on Pitchfork yesterday, the whole thing. But we love it. We can't wait.
And so what surprises me about this whole thing is at the top of the list, City Hall. Is that really everybody's number one?
this list is in no particular order. City Hall just landed up there by happenstance. I think if we had to order them, the number one reason would be all the people, which is also why we wanted to give them significant face time and put as many of those faces into the issue.
So is this going to be the new face of the Best of issue, or next year you go back to the way things were?
You
or
know,
do you
that's
not know?
A really good question. We'll probably start thinking about that like next summer.
But in the meantime, you've got a good way to celebrate the reasons to love Milwaukee later this month.
Sure, we've got an awesome party on October 17th at the Mitchell Park Domes. We're going to have a light show. We're going to congratulate some of the people that are included in the issue. We've got all sorts of local beer and eats, and then Grace Weber, whose album actually comes out next week, will be singing all sorts of songs from her new album. So,
awesome. And if I'm not mistaken, the Mitchell Park Domes make it into this list as the best place to take a nap in the winter.
That is where Kurt Chandler naps in the winter. You heard it here first. Go look for him in January on a cold day.
Claire Hannon, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Claire Hannon is associate editor at Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine's Reasons to Love Milwaukee feature is the cover story in the October issue. You will find a link to it, plus details of their upcoming event at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We have our own Reasons to Love Lake Effect, and at the top of the list are the spectacular staff members that make the show possible, including Dan Harmon and Bonnie North, production assistants Audrey Nowakowski and Eleanor Peterson, and our web team of one, Michelle Maternowski, also our studio engineer, John Strelecki. I'm Mitch Teich. So great to have you listening today, and I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're your NPR station in Milwaukee. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Here and Now from NPR and WBUR in Boston. But right now, stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock and Fresh Air is next.